I'm speaking to Victoria Crooks, the co-director and writer of Hathersage Players Pantomime, which this year is Peter Pan. Now, Victoria, can you tell me about what goes into the process of directing and writing a play?
Well, this year we decided to do Peter Pan, and we based it on the traditional story by J.M. Barrie. So we had a look at the traditional story and then had a think about who we've got in our village and what kind of things people would be interested in to make it a really fun pantomime that's suitable for the whole family. So we've written a script from that basis, including all the traditional pantomime ideas and audience participation.
And we were talking about this before. Peter Pan is quite a dark story, really. How did you find that when you were writing it for pantomime?
It can be a little bit difficult at times, because you're right, yes, it's not always 100% cheery. There is a big scary crocodile in there, and there are pirates and slightly dark ideas. But we've looked at it from a really open, happy point of view. So our crocodile costume is a little bit cheery and a little bit of a jokey idea as well. And actually, unusually, our Captain Hook this year is actually a woman, not a man. So we've really turned the whole idea of the Peter Pan story a little bit on its head, so that we've got a few of those dark bits in there. But what's important is we've got all the traditional ideas, but we've just mixed it up a bit to entertain the audience.
It sounds brilliant. And how is the practicing and the rehearsing going?
It's going brilliantly, thank you. We've got just over 3 weeks left now, so 3 weeks this coming Wednesday. And yes, it's really starting to get there. It's coming together. Everyone's learning their lines. We're really fortunate. We have a very large cast of over 35, and at least 28 of those are young people involved. So there's a lot of youngsters for whom it could be the first time they've been on stage, and they're really sort of diving straight in for it. They're learning their lines, learning their song words, and putting their all into it. And it's amazing what they are managing to achieve.
Fantastic. Now, the ticket sales are going towards charity. Can you tell me what the chosen charities are and why you chose each one of them?
Yes, of course I can. This year, as with all Peter Pan productions, some money towards the Peter Pan goes to Greater Ormond Street, and certainly some of the excess money that we have that we raise from our ticket sales, we will sort of build on that and give Great Ormond Street Hospital some extra money there as well if we can. We're also trying to support some more local charities. So this year we are putting some of our funds towards the Lane End Farm Trust, which is based up at Abney. They provide activities for people who are physically and mentally disabled or have difficulties up there. So anyone from around the Hope Valley and the High Peak can access those services. We're also giving some support to Hathersage Care Line. So they're a group of people in our village here who ring up and speak to people who are isolated and elderly on their own, maybe giving them that little bit of support and an opportunity to reach out and know there's somebody there who's there for them. The other group that we're supporting is a new idea in our village called Cameo Cafe. And that's an organisation who have come together to give support to people who have got dementia and their carers, so they can come along, have a cup of coffee in a safe and secure environment, talk to people that might be able to give them some advice or just share their worries. So we're trying to make sure that we can support a range of different groups and really make an impact in the community.
When will the pantomime be this year? And if people want to get tickets and want to get involved with coming along to it, how can they do that?
The pantomime this year runs from Wednesday the 22nd through to Saturday the 25th of February. On that Saturday we have two performances as well. There's a matinee at 2:30, and every other day, including that Saturday, the evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. And they're at Hathersage Memorial Hall in the centre of our village, which is right opposite the public car park, so there's lots of parking as well. For the first time this year, we have dropped our ticket prices to try and make it more family friendly and more supportive of all these community groups that I've just mentioned. So in the past, our ticket prices have been sort of £7-8. This year, all tickets for adults and children are just £5. So it's really hoping that we can get a wide range of people able to come and see performances they wouldn't normally access. And you can get tickets by a ticket source. So that's www.ticketsource.co.uk/Hathersage Players. You can also telephone for tickets, which is 01433 764064. We've also got an online presence, so there's a website you could take a look at, or you could search for us on Facebook, and there's a Facebook page, and that's got all the information as well.